minutes after the hour of 11 a.m., and it's Thursday, May 12, 2022, on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thank you so much for joining us. Our open lines, 844-769-2944, the number to call. If we hit your hot button and you want to talk about something, this week on sale, by the way, at the Power Mall, we have 10% off Silver Botanicals products, 10% off OxySulfur, an OxyLip. We got a BOGO going on that one. While supplies last, limit one per customer. The basic essentials, we're still doing our 15% off basic essentials this week, introductory price. That's the complete essentials with a little bit less, but they've stepped up to do what other multivitamins just can't do, and you'll get those for half the, what you pay for complete essentials, but you still get the benefits. Orders slightly delayed, just a tidbit, due to moving the warehouse. We have a few different Grown by Nature supplements that are on closeout. 50% off on iron and molybdenum, calcium, potassium, vitamin E, and zinc. Also, the Hysorb Q10 from Good Health Naturally is on closeout as well. And now available, the book, Calcium Bentonite Clay, Nature's Pathway to Healing by Perry A. You get it for the introductory price of $21.59. If you order it now, it's basically the big how-to book on clay. The Reawaken America Tour is happening tomorrow and Saturday. We are and have made an agreement with the Clay Clark Reawaken America folks to stream their event live on thepowerhour.com. You can look for that on the scrolling banner. If you go to it now and you click on it and it says there's nothing there, it's because they haven't started yet. Hello? Tomorrow is May 13th. That's when it starts. I'm leaving this afternoon and headed out to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I'm speaking on the 14th at 11:45 to noon or 11:30 thereabouts on how the left-wing media is destroying America. And there's going to be some very interesting things that I'm going to reveal on that broadcast that we're going to talk about, that we've talked about on this show. And it's not just the left-wing media. There is something playing both sides of the coin. I'm going to get into that. Left-wing media is partially responsible for the panic mode and converting everybody into fear babies. So for those of you who want to walk around like me wearing the Power Hour t-shirt all day Friday that says we the people are pissed off, the Power Hour logo's on the back. That will definitely get people's attention because it tells everybody else in the world about the representation of all our collective voices being raised for the universe to hear. It's time for the truth. See, the American way, remember that thing? Truth, justice, and the American way from Superman. It's just not that way anymore. The American way has been dumbed down and altered, folks. It's been messed with. I'm going to talk about that a little bit when we do our presentation on Saturday. I'm hoping that you will stream the event live and watch it, because I have a slideshow I'm going to be presenting, and it's going to get crazy when you start seeing what I'm talking about here and how the least amount of things that push people's buttons can cause them to make decisions that could be fatal. For those of you that want to get at the truth even more and more, well, you can't contact us on our contact form in thepowerhour.com. We temporarily shut it down because we're having issues with it. So you email us directly at support@thepowerhour.com. And if you want to sign up to become a member, when you see the buymeacoffee.com banner pop up, just click on that. You can make a one-time donation by buying us a coffee. Or in the alternative, you can be a team player, level 1, 2, or 3, and get perks to go with it. On our broadcast today, second hour, our guest is David Heeren. He wrote the book about what the Bible has to say about the USA. The Old Testament speaks to Americans today. It's going to be an interesting conversation. This gentleman has written, what, some 18 books? So this is one of them. We're going to be talking about the end time prophecy. 9 books with Christian themes published by David Heeren, 5 of which deal with biblical end time prophecy. So we'll see if that aligns with your MO, your way of thinking. Again, we tell people that, you know, we don't know the day nor the hour when the Son of Man will come. We know that there are people out there that, like Rod or Michael, that are recovering from procedures that they had done and they're in pain. Father, we just thank you that you lift the situation up for them. Take away that pain. Remove it in the name of your son, Yeshua. For those of you out there that are echoing this and are in pain, whether it's emotional pain, physical pain, any kind of suffering at all, I'm praying for you as well. We thank all of you for the fact that you believe in the Almighty God, Yahweh, and that he is the healer of all. And if you believe that his son, Yeshua, died on the cross and was raised again on the third day, then you get eternal life, but you get a lot of other benefits as well. We thank you for the nine manifestations of the Spirit and the power they have, one of them being gifts of healing. We thank you for those gifts, for your blessings on those who are afflicted in the name of your son, Yeshua. Can I get an amen? Whether two or more are gathered together in my name, there it shall be added unto them. That's what he says. That's what he means. So we want you to join us tomorrow and Saturday and dial in on the Reawaken America tour and tune in and watch it. It is something you've never seen in your life. It's dynamic. You'll get to see Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. You'll get to see Donald Trump's son, Eric Trump, on stage. We will be all sharing the same stage up there. Plus America's frontline doctors, Dr. Simone Gold, Jane Ruby, Vladimir Zelenko, Brian Artis, all those people that we talk about on the show, along with Greg Clark. This guy is so dynamic, folks. If you get a chance to hear him, his sermons will just totally blow the doors off. We have ministers that appear on stage to get the crowd pumped, and there's a reason for it. He wants everybody to go home and share with their ministers, not to be a bunch of wimps and hide behind locked church doors. He wants you to open those doors up and preach the gospel and preach the truth. Preach the word of God. Preach the truth. Not be a wimp about it. Not kowtow to the government. We understand that there's a 501c3 corporation. It's a creature of the United States government. It's a creature of the state. What the government giveth, the government can taketh away. You know how that works? God, do I sound like a preacher? Oh, yes. Wisdom. Wisdom, knowledge applied. That's right. And this is one of the reasons why they have ministers there speaking on stage. Because they're encouraging other ministers to get off their duff and get emboldened. That's what we need, is more emboldened ministers to speak the truth and to tell their congregations, look, we are at war. Satan is in control of this earth. We have to rise up and take care of our business. Our business is God's business. Moving along to the news segment, we have the rest of the hour if you want to call up and comment, by the way. Hong Kong police have arrested a 90-year-old Cardinal Joseph Zen under national security law. Four other pro-democracy figures were allegedly linked to a fund supporting Hong Kong protesters, and that's why this draconian Beijing-imposed national security law was used or is being used to quash dissent in the city. So this is one of the reasons they rounded up the Cardinal as part of that. We are getting closer and closer, and you've got to start rising up and start making some noise here. Peter Bragan and Ginger Ross Bragan on May 22nd through the 28th of this year, ultimate control over America's healthcare system and hence its national sovereignty will be delivered for a vote to the World Health Organization's governing legislative body, the World Health Assembly. Yes, Biden and his cronies have put in a portion called Provisional Agenda Item 16.2. Former Minneapolis or Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann has been sounding the alarm. She was on Steve Bannon's War Room. She said the authority they are going to be given will impact 99.4% of all the people in the world, 193 nations belonging to the UN. I swear, when it comes down to this, you're going to see powder blue helmets on Jeeps riding through the countryside, attempting to enforce their mandates and their dictum. Things are going to get sticky, and when you see the powder blue helmets, you will know our government has capitulated to the New World Order. Then it's time that America calls to arms. If you don't get my drift, come with a needle, leave with a bullet. Now do you get my drift? Mark in Iowa, welcome to the show. What's up?
Oh, yeah. Good morning. You know, I missed that show that she had with that man when he discussed the many shall run to and fro and knowledge shall be increased.
We do have archives really of it.
Yeah. Well, that verse, I was listening to that show, and that verse really actually the Hebrew word means shoot, and it means to rove, it means to turn away, to turn aside, or apostatize. And I thought what was interesting when he quoted that verse, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. It reminded me of the consummation of the age, which is the end of this age. And it reminds me of the called the abomination of desolation standing in the holy place.
Okay, we seem to be having a problem with the telephone, and I don't know what that is. So you might want to call back.
Can you hear me?
You got it?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. What do you have a Verizon?
Okay.
Is that it?
No.
See how we've been manipulated? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Where do you think they get that from, folks? You want to talk about being manipulated by the media? This is exactly my point. And this is what I'm going to be sharing Saturday in Myrtle Beach. So go ahead, Mark.
Well, it's a consummation. It's the abomination of desolation standing in the holy place. That word should in the Hebrew for the many shall run to and fro and now it shall be increased. It also means, people go raving mad, you know, that's what's going on in the world right now. And knowledge is the word, in the Hebrew means hadaoth, means wickedness. And so, and we have these people over there in Palestine, that are standing in the holy place, which is like I was talking about yesterday, Esau, Edom, Amalek, abomination of desolation standing in the holy place. Well, they were there during the time of Christ too. And you read Luke chapter 19, and that's really good because it says during the time of Christ, it says that that the Messiah said to them, we will not, these people, Esau, said, we will not have this fellow to reign over us. We're talking about Messiah, Yeshua. And they said, and then Messiah said, in Luke chapter 19, it says, then as to those enemies of mine who did not want me to reign over them, he said, bring them here and I will execute them in my presence. So I think a lot of this hijacking of Palestine with them and the abomination standing in the holy place ties in with Daniel. Many shall run to and fro and knowledge shall be increased because the modern day Christian church is apostate, and they believe that these people over there in Palestine who are Esau, Edom, are God's chosen people. And that's just not true.
Now, why would they believe that, Mark? Have they been led astray?
Yeah, that's what that verse, you know, I was
apostasy is all about, is the falling away, Mark. You and I both know that, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Well, it was going to happen. The Bible has predicted that this is exactly what was going to happen. Men would sleep with men. Yeah. Women would sleep with women. The whole world would turn into an abomination. And professing themselves wise, they became fools, and God handed them over to a reprobate mind. Says it right there in Romans.
Yeah, and they just killed an American journalist over there who was a Palestinian. And I really want to share this because this is a word of wisdom that God gave me, that that they're sending out hit teams to kill Christians. They did this in the Middle East, and when I was over there in 2009, I could see it getting ready to happen because I was in a lot of different places where Christianity had started, and I could see that they were going to execute Christians. I came back and I told my friends, you know, in 2009. You know, they're getting ready to do a mass genocide. These people dressing up like Muslims, calling themselves Hamas, calling themselves ISIS. I said, they're getting ready to genocide, you know, the people. And I came back and told it to people here, and they just laughed at me. And it all happened. And I think it's happening again because, you know, they want to send out their hit squads right now over there to kill Christians.
And there's genocide. Yeah, Mark, there's genocide going on in Ukraine right now. We already know that. There has been existing genocide going on in China, in Russia. They are trying to cut down their populations. Everybody is subscribing to the fact that whatever the Georgia Guidestones, these things didn't pop up until the 80s, and all of a sudden everybody is like, oh, my God, the Georgia Guidestones, 500 million people is all we can have in the world, so what are we going to do to achieve that? And all the elitists got together and said, oh, let's fear-monger and let's alter everybody's behavior patterns. Let's turn everyone against each other so the number of people get depressed and commit suicide, drug overdoses. I mean, yeah, oh, what do you mean we only got 127,000 this last time? Oh, we need to work harder. Come on, Americans, you're not trying hard enough. You got to kill yourself. We got to reduce the population. We don't need you around here anymore. This is the way the elitists think. And see, every time they get in the media, this is how it starts. It starts with trying to confuse and put you in a state where you can't think straight and you believe everything you are told. People who sit in front of the boob tube night after night after night. And I'm not saying Tucker Carlson is the only answer. He's one answer. But are you getting the entire truth? That's the problem. This is why we have the Christian church in such disarray and people falling away. You've got Christian leaders out there like John Hagee, who I see. And they did one of these reawakened tours in San Antonio at Cornerstone Church. I have been to that church, Mark. And unfortunately, the problem is, when he starts telling us that we need to send our food and all our money to Ukraine, he's no better off than the people who are in Congress right now advocating war. Lindsey Graham, we don't need you anymore. All you people out there, you warmongers, we don't need this garbage. They can settle their own affairs. They don't need our help. They've got NATO. Why do they need to take $40 billion of our tax dollars and our money and send it over there? Why do they need to do that? Why do they need all the charity from the United States over there? Do we have Ukrainians over there? Depends on who you talk to. So we're sitting here putting ourselves in a state of destitution. Our economy sucks. We've got migration like crazy across the border. Where are these people going to live and work? Are they going to become the new slaves after they eliminate all of us Christians? What's all this about? Why aren't we doing something to stop that? We have sick and twisted Scarecrow and Giggles in the White House. This is the worst administration this country has ever had. I don't think I'm alone in my thinking. And whether or not we elect rhinos back into power in November depends on how you, we the people, vote. And we appreciate your call, Mark. Thanks so much. Newsroom managers, by the way, as long as we're talking about manipulation in the media, they're telling all their outlets, according to a recent Vanity Fair report, certain news outlets have taken a markedly different tone as far as what they did during BLM in 2020 over the death of George Floyd versus now with what's going on about abortion. The leaking of Roe v. Wade. Now all of a sudden Axios staff, a memo circulated there, was urging journalists to keep their opinions out of it. Don't tell anybody what you're thinking. You know, we don't want any divisiveness coming back on us. Just, you know, spread all the crap that's going on now. And then there was the black woman who was like, made herself kind of like pregnant under a t-shirt, running around, screaming like an imbecile, like she was on drugs. I'm going to kill the baby. I'm going to kill the baby. What's that all about? That's your means of protesting? You need to be locked up. You walk out like that and act like an imbecile in public? I bet you, lady, whoever you are, you have not read the full 97-page opinion. You wouldn't have an idea what that opinion said, if it bit you in the ass. We have a real problem here because people forgot about reading. They all want to sit and get their digest and their pablum from television. Picture's worth a thousand words, really? Well, we'll be showing you a bunch of pictures in Myrtle Beach Saturday. You definitely want to tune in for that. You can't tweet opinions if you're in the media now because you don't want this coming back on you. And as far as the Senate has voted to filibuster the Democratic-sponsored Women's Health Protection Act, which would have codified the 1973 Roe versus Wade abortion ruling into federal law, as the Supreme Court appears intent on striking down the precedent. And, of course, 51-49 procedural cloture motion, mostly party line, all the Republicans and Senator Joe Manchin voting against the measure. The measure failed as expected. The Democrats did not meet the 60-vote filibuster threshold needed to advance the legislation in the upper chamber. Now, this is what happens. Now you've got weapons of mass destruction out there. And, of course, that bill to codify Roe versus Wade is missing one key word, woman. Gee, what do they call them, birthing people? There's a whole bunch of standards that just went too far here. The new draft of the bill has raised eyebrows because of its failure to include the words woman and women, despite Democrats' attempts to present the abortion issue as a question of women's rights. Rather, the bill's language covers any person, quote, person, who is pregnant. Wow. Any person? You see, this is what I'm talking about, reprobate minds. A majority of our Congress has reprobate minds. They've already been handed over to Satan by the Almighty. They took In God We Trust out of their modus operandi. They're there to serve themselves and their own interest and the interest of the new world order. They don't care about we the people anymore. This is why they need to be voted out of office. Like I said, I can count about 50 people whose heart may be in the right place and can't get anywhere in D.C. because of the majority being a bunch of reprobates. It may interest you to know that by 5 p.m. on May 11th, that was yesterday, at least two police officers were on watch in a car outside Justice Amy Coney Barrett's house. At least two Supreme Court justices still have no visible police protection outside their homes, even after threats of additional protests. And, of course, now they're all coming out chanting slogans, abort the court. It just gets nuttier by the minute. And screaming and chanting and screaming F. Kavanaugh. Yeah, you gotta love that. This is how people behave when they get handed over to a reprobate mind, folks. They're not walking in the ways of the Lord. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after the short break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Herb and Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Caps, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lycee, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregarest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Thursday, May 12, 2022. We're in Central Time. Dave Krieger with you here in the Power Hour. Our phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. If anything you have to say of relevance to the conversation or something that's just been bugging you, did the media push your button last night? Call me up and let's talk about it. There's so much junk going on in the media these days. And now the federal government in Silicon Valley are looking to clamp down on your freedom of movement. Believe it or not, Biden wants a remote kill switch for your new car. What I want to see is a kill switch for Biden's brain. Oh, wait a minute. There's already been one for that. Every time he gets on the microphone, a kill switch kicks in. I'm in a little fire, Scarecrow. That's why we call him Scarecrow, if he only had a brain. Yeah, he's missing that with his sidekick Giggles, who can't complete a sentence without laughing. Such a wuss. Can't stand up for what's really important in America. Nah, this is why we have all of the garbage that we have going on in our schools. This is where it starts. This is why I say God bless you homeschool moms out there doing the right thing. Because you're teaching your children the truth. You've woken up. You're not woke. You are awakened in the spirit. You know what's right. That's what you're teaching your kids. And if Erin Lee had known what her 12-year-old daughter was going to be exposed to during an after-school art club last May, she would have never let her go. Lee got a text from her daughter asking if she could stay late for an art club at Wellington Middle School near Fort Collins, Colorado. What happened next, though, would change their lives forever. The art club was actually a meeting of the school's Gender and Sexualities Alliance Club, a group dedicated to supporting homosexuality, transgenderism, and other non-traditional ideas about gender and sexuality. When the leader told Amanda, Erin Lee's daughter, of course we changed the name to protect the minor, they told her, well, you must be queer. You don't feel sexually attracted to anybody. You must be transgender. If she didn't fully contribute or feel fully comfortable in her own body, the shy little girl suspected something wasn't right. According to that girl, the same leader told her not to tell her parents about what would be discussed that day. Wow. The woman in charge, Kimberly Chambers, who works as a health equity initiatives coordinator, oh, just another fancy word for indoctrination person, for Larimer County and director of the pro-LGBT organization Splash Youth of Northern Colorado, also handed out her personal contact information to kids and said, call me anytime. What a freak. Somebody needs to find this woman and picket on her front doorstep. Chambers' organization has boasted of teaching kids ages 12 to 16 about polyamory, relationships with multiple sexual partners simultaneously, and other controversial ideas. That is what we would call on the street as gangbang. During the after-school GSA club, Chambers explained to the kids their family homes may not be a safe space, but there were resources available. Handing out transgender flags and stickers that Amanda understood were supposed to represent the children in the club. Soon as Erin Lee picked her daughter up at school, it was clear something was way off. According to what she told the Epoch Times in a series of interviews about the incident, Amanda, looking confused, showed her mother the transgender paraphernalia she got from Chambers. The flag represented her, Amanda told her mom. My heart started racing and my mind blacked out, Lee recounted. I was in so much shock I struggled to get on any words. Even though the GSA leader at the school had told Amanda it was okay to lie to her parents, Amanda knew better. Over the days that followed, she told her parents every single thing that happened, and their parents could hardly believe what they were hearing. Erin Lee, your mother, described yourself as an, or Lee rather, described yourself as an ally of the LGBTQ community, said she's got a history of voting pretty progressively on social issues. She was even appalled. But that would be just the beginning, because the teacher now, because of the pushback, let's call in child services. You see, this goes right back to the conversation I had with you some time ago when my youngest daughter was in high school. And I had a school nurse tell me one day when she was complaining of stomach issues. And I said, you know what? I think she's just stressed out. Send her back to class. And the nurse said, I can make one phone call and have your daughter removed from your home permanently. I'm like, really? And who gave you that authority? Well, the school did. Really? And as a taxpayer, did I give you that authority? No answer. I don't need to listen to this. Click. So you see, it's one of these things where if you speak out, all of a sudden you do so under the thought process, for lack of a better word. I don't want to use the F word. Oh, maybe I will. Fear. You don't want to have to worry about somebody showing up at your doorstep looking like Merrick Garland with the DOJ and the FBI and everybody else swatting you and kicking in your door with a battering ram, destroying your property, tearing your house up deliberately and going, okay, did we get our message across? Don't show up at school board meetings anymore. You let those school officials turn your kid into a freak. You hear me? This is what they want. This is what Garland is all about. This is why when the teachers' unions get a hold of the White House and say, look, you need to do something. We need to turn all these little kids in this school into perverts. Well, pervert Garland, he agrees with that. We don't know he's not a pedophile. We don't know he hasn't had sex with animals. Durham, meanwhile, John Durham, we're talking about special counsel here. You know, here's another way they're stringing us along. The intelligence agencies are slowly producing classified materials. Huh. Yeah, slowly. He might get them all when, before or after, slightly after the November elections. The whole idea is to keep people hanging on a thread. Oh, it's classified discovery. We can't show anything like this to the people. I mean, they can't know what's going on behind the scenes, especially when it involves the Ukraine-Russia conflict. Oh, my God, we need World War III. That's what we need. Did you hear Vladimir? Vladimir said he was threatening a tactical nuke strike. And what exactly is tactical? Do you ever wonder about that? We all know what tact is. I've been accused of having less of it. But here again, you know, we're just speaking our mind. We're just trying to get out the feeling that a lot of Americans have right now. Americans are very disgruntled at what they're seeing in this administration. They pay a lot of attention to their government. You know, to me, I like to get out in the community, join the chamber, go to meetings, meet business leaders, get like-minded, figure out what's going on in their head, whether they're for or against certain things, talk to them about it. You see, because what goes on in your own neighborhood, that affects the way you live. And if all the people in your neighborhood agree that if the powder blue helmets show up in Jeeps, we're going to let them have it, and you know what I'm talking about. We don't want them in our neighborhood, and you're going to drive them out by force. If that happens, your neighbors have to agree, because they'll be the first to rat out on you if you don't get like-minded with them. You need to know the way they're thinking. If they look like they're walking around with Second Amendment gear on or having target practice, you can pretty much figure they'll have your back when it hits the fan. I'm talking about blue hats from the World Health Organization and the UN driving around trying to enforce edicts of the World Health Organization. That's Ghebreyesus. Tedros, little Mr. Tedros, you wimp. You've never told the truth once about COVID ever since it happened. You are a liar, and you're going to rot in hell for that. You shall know them by their fruits. Chance in West Virginia, welcome to the show, sir. How are you?
Yes, hello, Dave. You know, you're right. People better take off their baby skivvies and put on their man pants. You know what I'm noticing now, Dave?
What's that?
I'm noticing now, with most customer service now, they don't give a crap anymore. In other words, once they get your money in their pocket, it's sayonara, and then it's up to you to fight for what you paid for. I'm saying, and this is not with everybody, but with a lot of cases, I'm noticing this now for about a year or two. And you know, Dave, it's time for people not to take crap anymore, to stand up, just like you did with your daughter in the school. Just tell them no, 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 and no. And this is the way I want it, especially if you're paying. You know, this is why I admire what you told that nurse in that school. This is what everybody has to do in every facet of their life nowadays. They have to be stern. If ever there was a time to be stern, it's right now. And that goes with government agencies, stores. It goes with everybody. When they start taking you for granted, it's time for you to shove it right back in their face. Do you agree with that, Dave?
Well, I do, but see, the rest of that story was I had the police show up at my door later that evening, and both my wife and I were confronted by the cops. My daughter was sitting in the police car, and of course, she was expressing the fact that she felt afraid. And the officer and I got into it. I go, oh, so you're telling me that I can't be a parent to my child? You're telling me I can't be a parent to my child? I said, are you a parent? You know, do you understand what's going on here? And you know what he said? He said, well, she said she was afraid that she was going to hurt herself. She didn't say that you were going to hurt her. I said, I've never laid a finger on that girl. And now that girl is a licensed practical nurse. All right, so let's finish the conversation. Go ahead.
You know what I would, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Dave, but I get so angry when I hear this. I would have said, by the way, officer, do you have a warrant? And if he says no, then I would say, I suggest you get the frig off my property right now, immediately. That's what I mean, I'm so angry with what I see going on nowadays, people being treated this way. And these are tax indecent folks. I mean, why they put up with this shit, I don't know why, but it's time to put your foot down and tell them, get the hell away from me. Get off my property unless you have a warrant. I mean, it's time to put... How much are people going to take, Dave?
I always have to ask the question, Chance, how many more Ruby Ridges in Waco do we have for people to wake up?
That's where this is going. That's guaranteed. Waco, you know, I cried my eyes out watching
that. I did too.
I heard stupid-ass Christians say, well, they were a cult. I says, they're killing women and children. Don't kid you, see? I said, if they could do that to women and children, what makes you think they won't do it to you? I mean, this is why I'm so frustrated with stupid-ass people. Stupid-ass people have to be the death of us all, Dave.
Well, you know, and here's the thing. I get it. I get it, Chance. I totally get it. Here's the thing. When we're talking about stuff like that, you know, this is what the media does. The media is used by the government as a tool to demonize people. And this is exactly why the feds were there, because they were even infiltrated by federal agents who found out they didn't have any automatic weapons. They could have arrested Koresh anywhere they wanted to. No, they had to put on a show for the rest of the country. Same with Randy Weaver. And, you know, I don't care as far as the outcome. We all know what the outcome was. And then they bulldozed over all the evidence after the whole place burned to the ground. This is the sort of thing they did in almost every crime scene. Let's not forget Gordon Call, too, and what they did to him in Arkansas.
And Yuri, his son, is still in jail, mind you. How long is it? 39 years or something, I believe? Isn't that a disgrace? I mean, you know, I don't care. They can demonize me all they want. I don't give a crap. But the minute you step foot on my property, you start harassing me, then the sparks will fly. That's how I see it, because I'm getting very, very angry with what I'm hearing and seeing, and it just marches on, and the people aren't doing crap. And, Dave, thank you for letting me spout my frustrations, and God bless you, and have a good day now.
God bless you, too, sir. We appreciate that. Stand your ground. Having done all to stand, that's what the Word of God says. Mark Heron, by the way, or David Heron, rather, is going to be with us on the top of the next hour. There is a lawsuit that was filed. Obviously, this was a political stunt. It's what it looks like. This is the lawsuit challenging Florida's law to dissolve Disney's special district. You knew somebody was going to come forward and try and pull a stunt like that. Three residents of Orange and Osceola counties claim the law eliminates Disney's special tax district and threatens with higher taxes, limits free speech, and violates a contractual obligation. William Sanchez, a Miami lawyer and Senate Democratic candidate, filed the suit last week. That's why I say it was political. U.S. District Court Judge Cecilia Altanaga ruled there are many reasons to dismiss the suit, including the lack of standing over state issues. Gee, I wish a lot of federal judges would get the hang of that. Federal courts are courts of limited jurisdiction, folks. There are several reasons why cases should not be in federal court. Diversity is one of them, and these homeowners are being plagued with removal from state court to federal court. They have to file motions for remand, which ties up more of the court's valuable time. They could be paying attention to more important things, but no. We have to go tit for tat with some lender who, his servicer, goes in and removes a case from state court to federal court because they don't want to face the music there. This is something we know. It happens all the time. I know that foreclosures are starting up again, and they're starting up in a way that, in many cases, is very sinister. And by the time homeowners wake up and realize what's happened to them, it's too late. Folks, you've got to get to the land records and start looking. Even if you're not in foreclosure, look in the land records if you have a mortgage loan and see if your loan has been assigned to anybody else without you knowing about it. Sign up for fraud alerts. Many counties have them now. That's a solution. Protect yourselves. Gavin Newsom, by the way, for those of you who are hanging on that abortion card, California taxpayers, it looks like they're going to be subsidizing abortion tourism. People are going to be coming to California to get an abortion. They're going to build a firewall around the state, according to the governor, the Satanist, proposing an amendment to the state constitution granting the right to an abortion to replace the federal one. You see, here's the thing. Really, there is no federal right to an abortion. It doesn't say it in the Constitution. This man is twisted in the brain, folks. If they want the state constitution to say that people have a right to an abortion in California, then the voters need to mandate it. It goes on the ballot. It's a constitutional question. Now, Newsom wants to rule by edict. This is what he wants to do. He's following in Scarecrow's footsteps. That's what he wants to do. And see, the thing is, this abortion thing, there's no guarantees in the Constitution. The Constitution says nothing about abortion. It does say, however, about Article 5 about abortion of the Constitution. And if they open up that convention of states, all hell is going to break loose. You know what kind of hell they went through? They had to meet in secret to get our country's founding documents in order. And to the democracy for which it stands, I don't think so. Franklin was asked by that lady, remember that conversation? What kind of government have you wrought for us, Mr. Franklin? A republic, if you can keep it. He warned us. We weren't listening. We all got lulled to sleep watching Roseanne Barr grab her crotch while singing the national anthem at a San Diego Padres game. It's all about TV. It's all about Netflix. Oh, well, what's going on in my backyard? Oh, as long as it's not in my backyard. Can happen to everybody else, but not in my backyard. Democratic leaders call outrage directed against SCOTUS deserved. And we're talking about Pelosi, you know, the wannabe Michael Jackson with a bad makeup day. And Chucky. Child's Play Chucky Schumer. Wow. Schumer, is that Jewish? Yeah, they've defended the outrage some pro-abortion advocates have directed against sitting Supreme Court justices as righteous and deserved. Gee, Chucky, what if they came and they torched your house with a Molotov cocktail like they did to those police precincts up in Minnesota? What would you think then, Chucky? You gonna get out your knife and stab him, Chucky? What a prick. Mark in Iowa, you're back on the phone again. What's up?
Yeah, I'm just going to be real quick.
You told me about the other part of your story. You actually told the whole audience, but I was going to tell you about the other part of my story. When I was in the Middle East, and you know what military intelligence is. So when I was in the Middle East, they almost tried to take me out at the airport. The Lord told me to pray for all my tickets to be canceled. They were all canceled. I got all new flights issued because they were going to blow the 777 up with me on it. And they tried to take me out again in 2009 of that year with a bomb on a bus, and that all came with the bomb squad and the state police and all kinds of stuff coming. So that didn't happen either. But, these people, Esau, Edom over there in Palestine, they are very wicked people. And they have one thing, and that is to kill all Christians, and I'll let you go. Thank you.
Bye. All right, appreciate that, Mark. Oh, by the way, you know all these doctors that I'm going to be with this weekend, tomorrow, I cannot wait to give them a big hug and say thank you for helping in the fight against this satanic ritual going on in America, trying to get a jab in every single arm. Because I know Simone Gold and Jane Ruby and Vladimir Zelenko, Brian Artis, Dave Martin, all these people are going to be there. These folks are the ones that have stood up. And there are doctors, according to an article which is being included in your email blast, that have been persecuted, punished, or threatened for questioning these COVID, quote, vaccines. They're not really a vaccine. They're gene therapy jab, folks. But, you know, if you say vaccine enough, then the ignorant will buy into that and vaccine will become a part of their regular vocabulary. That's how that works. How many times do we have to say it before we drum it in your head? You see, the more they watch TV, the more they flip the channels, the more they hear the word vaccine. Well, they've just brainwashed you and indoctrinated you into believing that that's what it is. Oh, quick, line up. I want to be a good world citizen. Put that 666 on my forehead or on my hand so I can swipe my hand over the cash register and pay for my groceries and be a good world citizen. You see, that's where this is going. So much for natural immunity. When doctors say, hey, you know what? If she's already had COVID, why does she need a jab? Why does she have to get that if she's got COVID? You can't say that. That's misinformation. We're going to have to turn you into the Board of Medicine. We're going to have to take away your license. You see, that's what's happening to these people because they're speaking the truth. They don't like it when we speak the truth. They want to find reasons to demonize us for speaking the truth. We have to be censored. Oh, we can't let that out. That's contrary to their narrative. Then we got to change the narrative because once everybody gets adjusted to one narrative, we have to further drive divisiveness into the society by changing up the narrative. Let's move the goalposts. They bring in Lord God Fauci, the patron saint of Wuhan, Dr. Anthony Mangala, and he comes in and he gets in front of the camera and, well, if you attack me, you attack science. You hear all this BS? This is exactly what's going on. And it looks like St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner is going to get a slap on the wrist. A panel in Missouri is investigating ethics violations while investigating former Governor Eric Greitens. Missouri Disciplinary Council said Gardner's misconduct included failing to intervene when former FBI agent William Don Tesabi, who Gardner tapped to help investigate Greitens, falsely claimed that a document filed with the courts was the product of his work when it actually contains findings from Gardner. Tesabi also gave false statements during a deposition, but Gardner did not correct him even though she was in the room. That, my folks, is ethics of the worst kind, and she's going to get a slap on the wrist. They want to recommend a reprimand. Really? I would get rid of that woman. She does not need to be in office. This is the kind of garbage that causes people to be persecuted needlessly. And during the COVID-19 pandemic, parents across the nation were voicing their frustrations over widespread school closures and harsh mask policies imposed on their kids. Classrooms reopened, masking mandates phased out. However, many parents still are frustrated. Why? Because the schools misplaced focus. This is why we have parental rights group Moms for Liberty. She has told the Epic Times, we're talking about Tiffany Justice, fitting name. Schools are failing to offer quality education for which parents send their kids to schools in the first place. This is why you're seeing more people homeschool their kids. You want to teach them the truth? Get them out of the public school. You know, when you got people like American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten out there advocating, and of course, if you say CRT, they're going to call you a conspiracy theorist. And little Miss Nina Jankowicz, Miss Disinformation herself, is going to sit there and tell you you're full of it. There is no such thing as CRT, and it's certainly not in our schools. You see, because there's a certain part of America that believes everything they hear in the media. These are the people that you have to worry about if they happen to be your neighbors, because they believe everything the government tells them, including rat out thy neighbor if thy neighbor looks weird. If he professes Second Amendment views, rat him out so we can come get him. You see, this is why you have to be careful when you're out in your community and you're circulating and you're trying to find out what your neighbors think, because this is going to be really important, especially if you see Jeeps containing troops that have powder blue helmets on them. Does this sound really out there? No, it's not. I mean, we're so close right now to having the World Health Organization mandate pandemic control in the United States of America. And not only that, they're broadcasting May 22nd as the date that this stuff is going to kick in. And, of course, the Biden administration had a hand in it. You know that. And murders, of course. Homicide rate via firearms skyrocketed to the highest level in more than 25 years, according to a new analysis released. But guess who released it? The CDC. Really? Doesn't the FBI, aren't they the ones who normally release those statistics? What's the CDC doing releasing those? Did you ever stop to ask yourself that question? Didn't think so. More propaganda, folks. We'll be back with David Guerin after this break here on the Power Hour for our number two segment. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Manna Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.